Mohi means enlightenment. Sata means a being. So technically, a bodhisattva is an enlightened being walking the bodhisattva way to become a Sammasambuddha. Of course, there are two types of bodhisattvas. The first type is the one who has the condition to become bodhisattva because they know this way is beautiful and they have the prerequisite qualities. But most of the time, those who have the condition already have the ability to become enlightened. Or they have already realized the enlightenment in their past existence. Then they have the condition to continue their cultivation to this present life because they love this way. But because of eons and eons of birth and death, they would have forgotten who they were because the bodhisattva vows and the bodhisattva way that they have been cultivating are not stable yet. Finally, they will come back to it. But it will take a long time if you don't have the proper right guidance and understanding. The second type are the ones who are still not enlightened as yet, but they have good teachers and guides who can advise them on how to take the vow to walk this way. They will advise you, and when you have the condition to take the bodhisattva vow, you must do it immediately. This is because you have to plant the seed of Bodhi early. You plant the enlightenment thought into your nature. The Bodhi seed can only be planted into the nature after you have taken the vows sincerely, with faith and understanding. Once planted firmly, it will manifest whenever you arise, and it will bring forth the way, the causes and conditions for you to connect to your nature, your true nature, because of your refuge, your understanding, and firm aspiration or determination or affirmation. With this, the first stage of Bodhi mind development has been initiated. So making the first move to develop the Bodhi mind development is very important. It is stated in the teaching, the sutta, the complete fulfillment of the Sammasambuddha Bodhisattva way have five stages of Bodhi mind development. And stage one is relatively easy. You must have the understanding, the faith, the sincerity and the perseverance to go this way based on clear, firm understanding. Then you take the vow, you determine and you plant the seed of Bodhi until the Bodhi mind becomes very, very stable, until it can nurture itself. It can bring forth the way and the causes and conditions for you to connect to your nature life after life whenever you arise. All these are possible because you have the faith. You, out of love and compassion, take the Bodhisattva vow. Then you took refuge in the Triple Gem. And with your understanding, you make firm aspiration and affirmation or aditan for all this type of understanding to arise whenever you come or you choose to come or you have to come. So all these are very beautiful understanding. So the first stage of Bodhi mind development is very easy. Just make the decision, affirmation, then take the vow and plant the seed of Bodhi. So when you do that, the first stage of Bodhi mind development has been initiated and you can walk the path. All these conditions will connect you back to your Bodhisattva way cultivation. One who has taken the vow is known as a Bodhisattva, whereas the Patimokkha or normal precepts that the monk and the nun take ceases at death. But the Bodhisattva vows extend to future life because you vow life after life to perfect this vow until Sammasambuddhahood is realized.